Frontline workers have cared for the elderly and kept food supplies moving from farms to supermarkets. Thousands of these workers are also undocumented immigrants who face a tough choice to make sure they keep their jobs, either ride a crowded bus or drive without a license. Chris Burrell from member station GBH in Boston looks at how COVID-19 is shifting the debate over unauthorized immigrants getting driver's licenses.
On a recent Monday morning north of Boston, Erica heads out of her brick apartment building onto the sidewalk. NPR agreed to use her first name only because she fears immigration officials. Erica is a single mother of a teenage daughter and needs a car to get to work.
It's impossible to have the same life that I have right now without the car.
Erica drives hundreds of miles a week to clean houses, to make meals for schools, and to take her daughter to school and doctor's appointments. Always feeling scared and wishing
that you don't see me or see us like a criminal.
One of an estimated 185,000 undocumented immigrants in Massachusetts, the risk Erica faces is real. If she decides to drive, she can be pulled over by police, arrested, and maybe even deported. If she doesn't drive, she loses work or faces possible exposure to COVID on a crowded bus or by carpooling. This intersection of immigrant workers with the pandemic is fueling a renewed fight to change the law in Massachusetts and in states across the South and Midwest. Hundreds of demonstrators marched this fall in Boston, demanding lawmakers pass a bill that would allow unauthorized immigrants to drive legally. 15 other states and D.C. have already done this. The push for driver's licenses resonates on the island of Nantucket, where four immigrant workers sharing one car earlier this fall caused a spike of 15 COVID cases. Roberto Santamaria is Nantucket's health director. He says the island economy would grind to a halt without its immigrant workforce, and he sees driver's licenses as a shield against the virus.
To prevent the spread with something as simple as a license, not many people would think that this 2-inch by 3-inch piece of plastic would be considered a public health intervention, but it is.
The opposition isn't addressing these pandemic arguments. Critics say unauthorized immigrants could use driver's licenses to vote illegally. In Massachusetts, Republican Governor Charlie Baker is concerned about fraudulent identities. He hasn't budged from this stance he shared a year ago.
There's no documentation to back up the fact that they are who they say they are.
Connecticut has found no cases of fraud over the 5 years since it allowed undocumented immigrants to obtain driver's licenses. In states like Michigan, backers say driver's licenses would enable the state's 130,000 undocumented immigrants to access drive-up COVID testing. Massachusetts lawmaker Sonia Chang Diaz says allowing undocumented immigrants to get driver's licenses has benefits beyond protecting public health.
The granting of those driver's licenses is a big lever to enable individuals and families to earn financial capacity that we're trying to get to them via state spending.
During COVID, undocumented immigrants didn't get any federal stimulus checks and aren't eligible for most public benefits like food stamps. And with coronavirus cases surging, activists are trying to rally support for pending bills. Meanwhile, the pandemic has left unauthorized immigrants in 35 states with a choice. As demonstrators in Boston put it, they face COVID on a bus or face cops if they get behind the wheel. For NPR News, I'm Chris Burrell.